our golf analyst with Sportsnet, and I'm sure a guy that, like many of us, was hanging around his tube yesterday watching the final round of the Masters as Bubba Watson gets it done for his second green jacket. Ian, good morning. How are you? How did you spend your Sunday? And Bubba Watson does it again.
It was great. You know, I did it just like most golf fans did, right in front of the TV, watching, you know, hoping for some drama on the back nine, but it just didn't unfold.
I was going to say that we talked about it earlier. There were no circus shots from Bubba Watson from, you know, deep in the straw. He didn't have to come up with miraculous putts. He made Augusta look fairly pedestrian yesterday.
Yeah, he really did. And, you know, his length off the tee is so dominant. And as that golf course started to firm up, he just took advantage of it. And it's guys like him that, you know, cause golf courses to be lengthened like they do. But I'll tell you what, when you reflect back as a, when you win a golf tournament and when certain shots get pulled off, and it seems to happen at Augusta National, you can go back to what happened at 13 with Phil Mickelson when he hit that shot behind the pine tree there off the pine straw, you know, and made eagle on 13. But what Bubba Watson did on 15 yesterday, nobody's talking about this, which I can't really believe. I mean, he could have lost the golf tournament right there when he could have just laid up. And, you know, I know that would have been a difficult pitch shot, but that shot he hit between the trees could have cost him the golf tournament.
But that's Bubba Golf, right?
That's right, and that's what we expect. And that's why people are, you know, so captivated by this guy, because very similar to Phil Mickelson and very similar to Arnie. I mean, these are guys that live on the edge, and that's the way they play. They're either going to win by the sword or they're going to fall on it.
Is there any way, I still don't know how you make the connection, because there are some younger golfers like the Ricky Fowlers and Rory McIlroys. You see their upbringing, and I still think it's a such a unique story for a guy like Bubba Watson, who you would think where he comes from, how he was raised, and all of that. How is this guy on the crown jewel of the PGA Tour? He's a redneck, you know, hillbilly redneck, eating at the Waffle House last night in the middle of the night after winning his second green jacket. It's hard to fathom how the two worlds collide.
It really does, but I mean the factor that makes him great, like all other great athletes, is that he's not scared to win and he hates to lose. You put those two together, and it doesn't matter what your golf swing looks like. The only thing that Bubba Watson thinks about is winning, and he made a comment in his press conference that, you know, he knew he had a one-shot lead. And he said, you know what, I knew I was in a good position because I was the one who was leading. Mm-hmm. Most guys on the back nine of Augusta are going, oh, my God, let me hold on for dear life, and let's hope that I can pull this thing together. He thinks he's at an advantage, and that's the difference between great players and the guys that just kind of slide, you know, and just play their years on the PGA Tour.
That's a neat point, because I think everybody kind of felt that way. Once he made the turn, like you say, there's usually that trepidation, or you feel, boy, does this guy have the ability to hold on? There was none of it. We were watching this tournament, and it was almost like by 15 you could, well, we can go do something else now, because there's just no way. No one is hot enough to catch him, and he's not coming back to the pack.
You know, you're right, and I think, you know, outside the fact of Jordan Spieth bogeying 9 and Bubba making birdie there and kind of flipping the tables, that if Jordan Spieth would have made that putt in front of him on 13, that may have changed something. You know, Bubba's not the steadiest of players in the world with a putter in his hand. We've seen how kind of shaky he can be at times, so that may have turned the tables. But Bubba Watson looks for the challenge. He wants somebody to be tied with him standing on the 18th hole so he can actually, you know, put on his circus act, as you called it.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. He's not scared of that. And, it was for him, winning by 3 shots or winning by a shot or in a playoff, it's all the same. But he relishes in the opportunity to go toe-to-toe with somebody.
And I love what he does for golf, because this was heading in. It was the tournament that Tiger wasn't in. No one was talking about Tiger at all. Whether you're a golf purist and you've followed the sport your entire life and you love the majestic parts of the game, or whether you're like a Bubba Watson and you just like to, maybe you wear your jeans to the golf course, but you like, you'll just grip it and rip it. Everybody had a reason to connect with Bubba Watson, and I love that about this weekend, because it wasn't about Tiger, it was about the golf and the players.
And you're right, he made made everybody forget about Tiger. I mean, I don't even know if his name was even mentioned on Sunday during the broadcast. So I think that's what's happening with the PGA Tour. They really need to start getting behind, not that they need to get behind Bubba Watson, but behind the Jordan Spieths and the Jonas Blixes and players like that, because, you know, ultimately we've seen what's happened over the last year with Tiger and Phil, the two people that have been really carrying, you know, the sort of the brand and the flag of the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour has got to start stepping up and realizing that these guys are on their way out, and they need to find who that next person is that they're going to put it behind. And you mentioned Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler is a great player. He's a great ambassador for the game. He brings people in. But Ricky Fowler, he has got to start winning some golf tournaments. And he had a good week this week. But Ricky Fowler keeps doing what he's doing for the next 4 or 5 years, he's going to become the Anna Kournikova of the PGA Tour. He's, you know, he's got the talent to win, but it's more of his looks and his, you know, the way he dresses and all the rest of it pulling people in. He's got to start doing it with his golf game.
Yeah, interesting. He has the 67 on round number 3 to get himself there, and then goes with the one over. We had you on a lot last year during the course of the PGA season, and we talked a lot, especially in the second half, about Jordan Spieth, and it's tough to look at a guy that had 4 rounds par or better at the Masters, a guy that is 20, and to look at him and feel like, well, you know, you blew it. But it's hard when you have a 2-stroke lead, that 4-shot swing over the course of 2 holes, as immaturity, or did you the shot selection? What did you see out of Spieth there as we got close to the turn?
I think it was a little of all of that. I mean, he's excitable. He's very much like Bubba. You love watching him play the game of golf. Way he swings at it, his reactions to shots and slamming clubs on the ground. He's passionate and excitable. But, I mean, I think it was a combination of everything. I think lack of knowledge of, number one, of Augusta National, lack of knowledge of being in the hunt. He's going to learn from this, and trust me, he's going to be better next time. It's going to be no different than what Adam Scott did in choking off the British Open. And what that did for him, it made him a better player. Some people will turtle and die off and not be able to live with the disappointment of, you know, losing a Masters. But Jordan Spieth isn't like that. He's going to learn from this. He's going to know what happens under those conditions, both the golf course and how his body and mind react, and how to get himself to sort of calm down and focus a little bit better. That hitting it in the water on 12, that might not ever happen again. He was not knowledgeable about the conditions at that particular time. And, you know, he hit a poorly executed golf shot because of it. But the more times he gets around Augusta National, the more knowledge he's going to gain, and he's going to be prepared to win the next time.
We're chatting with Ian Leggett here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. I like near the, I guess it would have been on about hole 7 or hole 8, maybe it was a little bit later, looking at the top 5 leaderboard, you had Bubba Watson, who was in there, a guy who had recently won a green jacket. He had Jordan Spieth and Jonas Blixt, again, kind of the new guard, if you will. You had Matt Kuchar, who was kind of somewhere in between, and then you had Fred Couples, who everybody loves Freddie. It was a great day of stories. It went away over the second half of the round, obviously, as Bubba pulled away, but you had a little bit of everything for everybody there.
You really did, and you know what? I think the Masters tournament got what they sort of hoped for. You know, obviously you hope for a Tiger Woods victory. I mean, because he's the guy who does move the needle outside of the golf community. When he's on TV and he's got a chance to win, people, sports people tune in. But Bubba Watson is gaining that ability to do that. And then, you know, if Freddie Couples would have been leading going into the back nine on Sunday at Augusta, the world would have tuned in.
Yeah.
So I think that they almost got what they asked for. I mean, they, as far as I'm concerned, they may have got the second best option with Bubba winning, and that's not to take away from him, but the world loves Freddie Couples. And for him to go out there as a plus 50-year-old guy and have the potential to challenge, and then to look at it, too, with a guy like Angel Jimenez, who's starting this week on the senior tour, finishing fourth as a 50-year-old, you're right, it was a great mishmash of all kinds of different players and abilities.
And to me, it's a great start to the year. There's, like you say, between, there's Rory McIlroy, he had a top 10 finish. Lee Westwood is a guy that's knocking at the door. Like you said, Ricky Fowler, could this be finally the year that he breaks through? A great start for Jordan Spieth. Bubba Watson has now got his 2 green jackets. all kinds of things shaping up well for this entire PGA season.
It really is, and all we need is for Graham Dillette to go out and win one for us.
Because, tough, hey?
You know, the same thing with Graham this week. I mean, unfortunately, I watched him play his practice round on Tuesday and Wednesday down there, and for him, it was just bad luck that that rainstorm came through, and all of a sudden, like, he plays both his practice rounds under very soft conditions, and all of a sudden, he goes out there on Thursday afternoon, and the golf course turns into a parking lot, and because of his past experience, he just didn't have the knowledge on how to play that golf course, but he's a fast learner. I mean, he goes out there and gets off to such a brutally slow start, and that just adds fuel to the fire of his nervousness that the excitement's creating. But for him to come out and shoot even par and learn from Thursday's round and shoot even par on Friday just to show you how talented this guy is. And I, you know what, don't be surprised if when Pinehurst rolls around that we see Graham Dillette near the top of that leaderboard.
Yeah, we were watching last week as there were so many people from Canada or Saskatchewan that had their tickets and they were going down. And, you know, our concern was here in the studio, because we get him on the show a fair bit, was, geez, I hope that those guys don't distract him or that he gets a little bit overwhelmed. And in some ways, he seems so focused. But on the other hand, how can't you be overwhelmed by your first Masters?
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, but, you know, the beauty, this isn't, you know, even though it was his first Masters, it wasn't his first rodeo. I mean, he performed so well at the President's Cup, which proves to me under, you know, stressful, big-time situations, Graham Dillette can do it. But the difference between that situation, where he's played Memorial before, he's played a golf course now that changed on him overnight, and he didn't have the knowledge and experience on how to play that golf course. So, I mean, he's going to learn from this past week, and there's no doubt in my mind he'll be back. And Graham Dillette's got the kind of golf game that fits on any golf course in the world.
Ian, you're so great with your time, man, and I love talking the game with you. Thanks for doing this. We'll do it again soon, as obviously, like you say, we'll be keeping our eyes on Graham Dillette, and it feels like it's underway, and it's a great start to the season.
All right, guys.
Take care. Ian Leggett with Sportsnet, our golf analyst.